An appeal for information in relation to the murder of a Galway taxi driver 25 years ago today has been renewed by Gardaí. Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy's killer has never been brought to justice. Relatives, friends and colleagues of the mother of two gathered in Galway this morning to mark the anniversary of her death just weeks before Christmas 1997. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath is on the line. Pat, just first of all, before we come to this renewed appeal for information, perhaps remind us of something of the background of this killing.
This is a murder that looms large in the collective memory of Galway people, Brian, and many people today speaking of how it just seems like yesterday since this happened, a quarter of a century ago, on the 30th of November 1997. Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy was a 47-year-old mother of two. She was only the second female taxi driver working in the city at the time, and she started her shift on that Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. The day proceeded as normal. She was very cognizant of the risks she faced and maintained regular contact with her base office at Galway Taxis, but she had affairs throughout the day. She visited her mother, she had coffee with some friends in the afternoon. CCTV showed her at a fast food restaurant in Eyre Square at around 6 o'clock that evening. Several people saw her in and around the taxi rank, and just around 8 o'clock that evening, as she was nearing the end of her shift, she radioed her base to tell them that she was taking a fare towards Clare Galway, and subsequent efforts to contact her a short time later failed. That's when the alarm began to be raised, the red flag went up. Her car was found in a blood-stained condition shortly before midnight that night, and the following morning her badly beaten body was found in a laneway off the old N17. No murder weapon ever found, a huge investigation, but nobody ever prosecuted in connection with the killing.
So today Gardaí renewing their appeal for information. The statement they've issued asks for anyone to come forward with information in relation to a number of specific aspects of their investigation.
Four parts of the jigsaw, I suppose, Brian. There are movements of people who are unaccounted and unidentified after all this time, and Gardaí hoping that maybe at this stage, 25 years down the line, that somebody will come forward. There's a woman who was spotted close to Tinker's Lane where the body of Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy was found. She was seen there at around 8:30 on the night in question. She's never come forward. She's never been identified. The taxi was seen on the N17 heading back towards Galway at about 8:45 that night, being driven by a man with a beard. Again, he's never been identified. At 9 o'clock, close to where the taxi was found at the old Leiden House bakery premises on the Tuam Road, a man of between 5'9" and 5'11" was seen hopping over a wall and making his way in towards town. Again, never identified. Nobody knows who he was. He never came forward. And the occupants of a red car that was seen at Tinker's Lane in the early hours of the 1st of December, before the body was found, they've never come forward to answer appeals for assistance. So Gardaí are hoping that maybe one of those parts or some of those people may now feel, or people who know about their movements may now feel, that they can come forward.
Well, as we said, friends and relatives have been gathering in Galway this morning to mark the anniversary, and you've been speaking to some of them, Pat.
Yeah, it's obviously left a major impact on the lives of those who knew her best, her two children, her ex-husband and her siblings, Martin and PJ. Martin still lives in Corrafin. PJ Costello emigrated to Canada decades ago and lives in Toronto. I spoke to both of them in recent days there, hoping that today's appeal will yield some fresh information. And Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy's memory, it's striking. It looms very large still, obviously, among the taxi community in Galway. Among them, Michael Connolly, who spoke to me at the unveiling of that plaque earlier today.
She was a lovely, bubbly person. Great, kind-natured person. And, you know, she was somebody that you'd always meet for the coffee, the chat, and a bit of banter. You know, she was that kind of a person. A people's person, really. We have fond memories of her, and to think that at 47 years of age, her life was taken so short. You know, and still somebody out there that needs to be brought to justice.
Michael Connolly, a friend of Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy, ending that report from Pat McGrath.